used to make that light bread, that yeast.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of, it tastes kind of salty. It's homemade light bread. I guess it's yeast. I think that's right.
Yeah, and keep that in a little jar,
yeah,
maybe. Pop it in. What do you call the inside parts of an egg?
Well, let me see. The yellow.
Anything else that you might call the yellow?
Well, yeah, some of them call it. I forget now what.
The yolk or the yolk?
That's a yolk of the egg or something.
Uh-huh.
I believe that, is that the white or is that the yellow?
I think that's generally the yellow.
I kind of believe it is too.
And you get, oh boy, I saw some pretty eggs the other day.
Yeah.
They're fried out and the yolk's about like that.
Yeah.
I was eating a hamburger. Made me wish I'd ordered ham and eggs.
Plus of the egg we get now, they taste right watery.
Mm-hmm.
And I hardly ever eat the yellows, I just eat the whites.
Mm-hmm.
And they just taste like you was eating, they've been soaked in water. Used to, we have our fresh eggs at home, them old whites would be hard, and you could cut that around that yellow, and them whites would show up. Used to, I couldn't hardly eat a yellow, but I can now. Back when I was a kid, I just could not eat.
I went through, first I couldn't eat the white, then I couldn't eat the yellow, and I couldn't eat either one. There's something about it when you think about that egg and what it represents.
Yeah. But now they just taste wet, just like they was two-thirds water.
We get pretty good eggs. We get ours from a man who raises his own chickens.
Yeah, well that makes a lot of difference. I used to didn't think there'd ever be any difference in them, but I found out there was.
Mm-hmm.
We had chickens till here 3 or 4 years ago. Just had enough for our own use.
Uh-huh.
Eggs.
Well, that makes a difference, right?
You
get spoiled. You get good eggs.
Yeah.
And it's not hard. You just get so you want nothing but good eggs, and you just can't get them. You mentioned your wife frying your eggs. Does she ever put them in water and cook them that way?
No, that's what you call a poached egg. Put it in the water. Now, is the water hot when she puts it in there, or does she just put the egg in there and let the water get hot? I think the water's already hot.
I think it's easier that way. Get the water boiling and then break it in. No grease. If you're sick, why, well, that's what...
That's for a sick fella, isn't it? Kind of those poached eggs.
Well, it's good if you're well, too.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're sick, you can handle that, and you can't handle much else. Did you have a special day in the fall when you'd kill your hogs or kill one hog?
Kill what now?
Kill a hog? Or a hog?
Yeah.
What did you call that day when you were going to do that?
Oh, I just called it, I'm going to kill a shoat.
Uh-huh.
We generally killed about 2 or 3 shoats before we ever killed a man hog.
Oh.
We'd kill, 10 or 12, great big old hog.
Uh-huh. Was that butchering day when you did that?
Well, we just called it hog killing. There'd be half a dozen there to help, And we'd... salt that meat down. I know we'd make all this batch of lard and sausage. Oh man.
Did you ever grind up the liver and put it in your... Did you always eat the liver fried and eat it that way?
I liked it better stewed than any other thing. Generally it'd be cold, and